Two companies planning to build wind farms in central Indiana are facing opposition because of health concerns. It's not uncommon for wind farm projects to be contested. There are at least 7 groups in the state that either oppose wind turbines in their counties or want stricter ordinances. But there's not a lot of research that definitively links turbines to negative health outcomes. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports on what scientists have to say.
Mariah Mershon's 7-year-old son, Jameson, has Dravet syndrome, a rare form of epilepsy. A lot of things can trigger a seizure for him. Overstimulation, extreme temperatures, sounds, flashing lights. Mershon says they've done a lot of work to make their home a safe space for him.
We had some trees in the front yard. Well, when the sun would set in the evening, it would shine through into this room. And when the wind would blow, the branches would move, and that was enough to set him off into a seizure. So my husband had to cut the trees down.
But 2 wind farm companies are planning projects where they live in Montgomery County. And Mershon worries shadow flicker, a kind of strobe effect from wind turbine shadows, could be another trigger.
I mean, it may come to the point where we have to say, we have to move.
Other residents are worried about less severe symptoms, like sleeplessness, headaches, ears ringing, dizziness, and nausea, something often called wind turbine syndrome. Though few reputable reports show any link between wind turbines and health, there are some areas that could use more long-term study. Let's start with shadow flicker. According to the Epilepsy Society, there's a possibility wind turbines could trigger a seizure for 3% of epileptics. Professor Arnold Wilkins researches photosensitive epilepsy at the University of Essex in the UK. We reached him through Skype.
One of the worst contexts is where the turbine blade shadow covers a window, cuts across a window, because then the illumination of a room, regardless of where you are in that room, is fluctuating. And that can be very disturbing, not only for people with epilepsy, but everybody else.
Whether or not someone with photosensitive epilepsy has a seizure from shadow flicker depends on a host of factors. Location, weather, time of year, time of day, how fast the turbine is turning, and where the person is standing. In general, Wilkins says said person would have to stand fairly close to the turbine and look at it during sunrise or sunset hours. Still, he says, for a highly sensitive person like Jameson Mershon, it's likely he would be affected by a nearby turbine. Another main concern people have about wind farms is infrasound, the low-frequency sound that a turbine gives off as it turns. A lot of things in our world make infrasound, from household appliances and cars to ocean waves and even our own heartbeat. Amir Farboud co-authored one of the first peer-reviewed articles on infrasound and wind turbines. Speaking via Skype, he says it's clear wind turbines produce infrasound, and that exposure to infrasound could affect how the inner ear works.
But what you cannot do is put 2 and 2 together and make 5. You cannot say infrasound from wind turbines causes wind turbine syndrome, because there isn't the clinical evidence out there to make that conclusion.
But some researchers say just the act of worrying about wind farms can cause health problems. Simon Chapman is a professor emeritus at the Sydney School of Public Health in Australia and co-authored a book on wind turbine syndrome.
We have an expression, someone's worried sick about something, and that's what can happen. If you're experiencing anxiety, you can manifest that anxiety in physically measurable symptoms.
Via Skype, Chapman says it can affect things like your heart rate, blood pressure, and how you sleep. Aaron Baker is a senior development manager with Apex Clean Energy, one of the wind companies hoping to build a wind farm in Montgomery County. She's set up at an office in Crawfordsville, where Baker says she makes herself available to hear resident concerns.
We do take all their concerns, no matter who they are, very seriously. And so I think transparency and communication is the biggest thing that we've been trying to do.
Both wind companies say they're still leasing land from interested parties and haven't decided where the turbines will go yet. But Apex's Aaron Baker says, at the end of the day, any kind of business is bound to have some sort of impact on residents nearby. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.